Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Then send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story, the struggle for small business finding workers willing to relocate when offered a job. We'll have that story after this. Everyone has tasks, right? Big and small, that prevent them from being the best versions of themselves. Finn is a high-quality, on-demand assistant that can handle the administrative aspects of life, declutter your to-do list, and keep you focused on what matters most. Thousands of busy people already rely on Finn to handle tasks like scheduling meetings, booking travel, or even more complex jobs. Finn is the perfect personal assistant I never realized I needed, available 24/7, 365. I started using it a few times a week. Then I saw how much time I was saving, and it was a no-brainer. I'm getting back a ton of time to focus on the things that matter. Using Finn is literally putting minutes back in my day. You don't need to spend your time recruiting, training, and managing an assistant. Finn can do it all. On average, Finn can save you 200 hours a year. Try it for free at finn.com/biz. Once you try Finn, you're going to love it. And as a listener of this program, I've arranged for you to try Finn for free at finn.com/biz. Just use my link, finn.com/biz, to try Finn for free. Again, Finn, F-I-N, finn.com/biz. Fewer U.S. workers are moving around the country to seek new job opportunities as changing family ties and more openings near home make people less willing to uproot their lives for work. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber has been looking at some new data. Lauren, what's up here?
It turns out that Americans are reluctant to move for jobs. This has not always been the case. We've been a very, very dynamic country for, since the very beginning, basically. And it's not like that has totally changed. America is still one of the most mobile countries in the world. But we found that in basically about almost 20 years ago, around 4.5 million people moved to take new jobs. And in 2017, that was down to about 3.5 million, despite the fact that we're in the middle of we're well into a jobs recovery and an economic recovery. So it would stand to reason that more people would be moving around now.
Wow. What about working from home? I presume that's had an impact. Folks may not actually need to move.
Well, that is true, and that's one of the reasons why economists are not sure whether or not they should be concerned about this trend. It could be positive things. Maybe more people are working remotely. Maybe more people are finding good jobs close to home so they don't have to go through the disruption and expense of moving. Those could all be good. On the other hand, people often get a nice salary bump when they move to take a job. That's often part of the incentive for doing it. That can lead to higher lifetime earnings. So it could be curbing some of people's earning potential. Now, some of the reasons why people are moving less, we found, are different family arrangements than in the past. And that can be a very good reason to stay put. Parents seem very reluctant these days to disrupt their kids' routines, pull them out of schools where they're happy, take them away from their friends, things like that.
Yeah, you quoted, I think it was a woman from Florida who had a significantly higher salary offered to her at a different position, but because it required her moving, say, from Florida, somewhere in the mid-Atlantic, away from the kids, or was it disruption of the family, she said thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, it would have changed some of her family dynamics, partly because, and this is another trend that we found, more divorced or separated parents are sharing custody. So it used to be typical that in a divorce, the mother would get like full custody of the children. Now more and more fathers are asking for joint custody. That means that both the mother and the father would be have less freedom to move and take the kids away from the other parent.
If the economy goes into recession again and jobs become scarce, is it reasonable to expect that people will start moving again for work?
Actually, these kinds of moves tend to go down in recessions because companies are less willing. Well, first of all, they have fewer jobs to fill, and they're also less willing to make it worth people's while. Yeah. So that's one of the mysteries of what's happening right now. We're in the middle of a strong economy. The labor market is good, and yet people are showing less and less of a willingness to move to take a better opportunity. Again, it could be some very good reasons. They don't want to, they want a stable home life for their kids, or maybe they're finding those good jobs close to home. But it's unclear at the moment whether or not these are ultimately positive developments or troubling developments.
Thanks, Lauren. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. About 3.5 million people relocated for a new job last year, according to U.S. Census data, a 10% drop from 2015. The numbers have fluctuated between 2.8 million and 4.5 million since 1999, but have been trending lower overall, even as the U.S. population grew by nearly 20% over that stretch. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.